following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. Good to be with you today, Wednesday. It's the 3rd of June, and fireside chat time. These chats, again, as a reminder, designed to bring encouragement from the Word of God in this COVID crisis, and we've even added to the crisis, and awareness and attention needs to be given to that, and concerns over what happened with George Floyd and such. I really encourage you to check out Monday and Tuesday's Fireside Chat. Jonathan doing Mondays and Isaac yesterday's real timely word for both of these crises. So check those out. They're archived on our website. Also, our website makes it real simple to register. I know it sounds odd, register to have a spot for church, again, just because of the social distancing limitations, only being able to have 100 in this room is why we have to do that. So tonight we still have room. All the services for this weekend, added a service even just to accommodate as many as would like to be here. Still live streaming, of course, for those that can't be here. So let's take in today's fireside chat right now, okay?
And yeah.
Hey, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. We're so glad that you're joining us here again on Wilson Wednesdays. I'm here with my wife, Bethany.
Hello.
And myself, Jeff. And we are inviting today on Wilson Wednesdays very special guests who we love very much, the Rosa family.
Yay.
You might recognize them from around Refuge, but there's somebody there you won't recognize. Why don't you tell us your why don't you tell us your names, and then we'll let your cat go.
So yeah, my name's Isaac. This is Alyssa, and this is Francis Schaefer Rosa.
Francis Schaefer Rosa.
Yeah, there's a whole story behind that, but we won't go there.
Yeah, and Francis is man, part of the family.
Yeah, he's part of the family.
I hate cats, but I love this cat.
Aww.
Yeah.
Really, really. I'm not a huge cat person, but this guy is.
He's the best.
This guy's awesome.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, we enjoyed our time at your house the other day, and enjoyed getting to meet Francis personally.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the screen climbing that Francis can do.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
He's like a little stunt kitty.
Yeah. Well, do you, Isaac, do you feel like Francis wants to hang, or do you want to put Francis down?
Yeah,
do
to... put him back. He just wanted to say hello.
Hey. Well, we're going to ask Alyssa a bunch of questions about you while you're gone.
Oh.
So, about Isaac. Alyssa, how long have you been coming to Refuge?
Oh, gosh. I think it was 2018 that I started going to Refuge. So 2 years.
You met a guy and then started coming to Refuge.
Yes. Did it in the right order.
You did it in the right order.
Did what?
Please ask me how long have I been at Refuge? Because you and I met outside of Refuge.
That's right.
Got to know each other.
Guys met at church thing or a coffee thing or a
through a mutual friend.
Yeah, as a mutual friend.
Yeah.
He, you know, being a single guy in ministry, you get a lot of people trying to set you up with this person and their cousin and their niece, and
we don't know about that.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly. So a friend of mine just out of the blue talked about this new girl at his church, and first thing I asked was, "Let me see your Facebook," and then. After Facebook, it was all I needed.
And you found a girl who loves the Lord as much as you love the Lord.
Should we say more? She makes me a better Christian. That's for sure.
Yeah. Straightens you out.
At least, yeah.
In a good way. You,
Jeff, better than ever. You better than anyone.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's the Holy Spirit at work inside of Isaac and Alyssa at work. That's the refining power of the Lord, which happens to us all when we get married. Hey, what do you do at Refuge? Share it with those people who are watching that don't really know what you do.
So I'm one of the pastors on staff. I oversee our Sunday evening service. So it's just a community-focused Bible study. Bill's heart with starting that was just wanting to build a space to be able to sit around tables and just really do life together with people. And so that, by God's grace, has been going on for almost 6 years. Kind of crazy.
6 years.
I know. Yeah. Kind of crazy. So that's my main responsibility. And then, yeah, just kind of being, I mean, honestly, whatever it is that that Alan asked me to do.
Pastor Alan, yes.
That's like a, that's been cool. Just
so the baptismal that gets filled up, Isaac and his team of guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been huge. And just even playing a role like that, that's like awesome. Yeah. Playing a crucial role in brothers and sisters, like just boldly proclaiming their love for Jesus, like to be able to do that. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we do. She kills it at helping.
Yeah. Yeah. She's leading a small Zoom group right now is what I've heard.
Yep.
Yeah.
So when you guys miss, go ahead.
I was just saying that's been good. It's been a good group.
Yeah. What do you guys miss most about being at Refuge physically in person?
You go first. I've been talking a lot.
Physically in person. Honestly, I would just say just the fellowship. I mean, Zoom has been great, but not everyone can attend. Whereas, you know, with the Sunday gatherings, either in the morning or in the evening, which is when we're there, when things were normal. But it was just sweet to see different people, you know, between all the services. And now it just feels a lot more limited. So I would say just that in-person contact. And he's eating blueberries and checking.
I see that. It's a first on Wilson Wednesdays. We haven't had people eating.
No.
Or eating blueberries.
Yeah. Again.
I'm with the family.
You're with the family.
Yeah.
What do you miss, Isaac?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. What do you miss?
Man, I miss just like kind of hanging out with people outside my generation. And being that our church just has a great group of, you know, Jesus people, hippie people that were saved back in the day, and now they have so much wisdom that I just get to kind of briefly, especially on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights, just to catch up and ask them questions, especially since our first year, we've only been married for about a year and some change. I forget how many months, but it's been, right before COVID, we went on our 1 year anniversary, but just people asking, hey, like checking in.
Yeah.
Getting to ask them questions about, you know, maybe how they get there. How did they get their wives to submit to them and stuff like that?
Wow. You know. Look at that. We can edit a little bit in this.
Okay.
Hey, this weekend we're actually talking about submission. So, and I think the one you brought up is in 2 weeks. So yeah, good.
Seriously, I really just miss hanging out with my big brothers and sisters.
Yeah. That's one of the beauties of Refuge is the multi-generational family that we have. It's not just a bunch of young people. It's not older people. It's a good mix. And I think kind of Bethany and I just kind of feel like we're kind of right in the middle of that in our 40s. Like we're kind of in the bridge in that. So we really miss that aspect too. Hey, do you guys have a picture or a sign or an object that stands out to you in your home?
Picture, sign, or
right here.
He's gonna go get it.
He's gonna.
I feel like he's like Huckleberry Finn right now. He's eating berries. He's running around barefoot.
Alyssa, what's something that you guys have enjoyed in this time together that we've had these 2.5 months or so of quarantine? What's something the two of you enjoyed?
Together, honestly, I would say the quality time is something I don't take for granted. I don't know. It's just, it's liberated us from having to feel like we're always needing to go, go, go. Mm-hmm. That was such a big part of our lives before. And it's kind of caused us to pause a little bit and think like, you know what? Having to be really intentional with our time is not a bad thing. And not feeling that weight of like, oh, we need to go here and go there and do this and do that. But just, no, actually we get to be home. Who do we want to call? Who do we want to check in on? Yeah. I don't know. That's just been sweet to see. Like that free time has just allowed us to redirect our affections and energy, you know?
Yeah.
What about you? Favorite thing about
COVID?
About
Or quarantine.
Quarantine. Of the time together.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
For the audience, I have ADHD, so.
Yes.
Okay.
Be gracious.
And we love you through that, so that's good.
Yeah, like, just really deeply connecting with you. Like, that's been, like, just us really having the time and space to have meaningful conversations. That's why I brought a really big, Alyssa loves this author, and she's been rereading this book. But just stuff that you've read and we've read together, it's just been really, like, 2 to 3 hours will go by, and we've just been talking on our front porch just about this, and then that'll inspire into that, and then I'll get a list out to want to write things out. And so just kind of having the space to be able to just deeply connect at first. That was one of the things that drove me crazy about you, was that I my attention and, you know, deeply connecting with you was just like, not that it was hard, but that was your love language and my love language wasn't that. It's been really beautiful to see that over time, like I crave those porch long talks on the porch. I crave those morning coffee talks. That's been kind of like a you've in a sense discipled me in really enjoying meaningful, you know, creating an atmosphere, an experience to deeply connecting.
I think also too, though, because this is a really good book. We've been trying to read more during.
Show us the book.
It's called All That's Good by Hannah Anderson. Super good. But and it's especially timely because it's about rediscovering the lost art of discernment. Mm. And so being able to tell what is good, what is really worth our time through a biblical lens. Yeah. Because I think we start to kind of get goodness distorted, and it's very easy to see blurred lines of conversations that we shouldn't be so quick to jump into. Mm. And maybe just slow down. Wow. And like, pray, maybe slow down and go to his word before you quickly jump in. But I would say along the lines of this book is even just the devotional we go through in the mornings, because sometimes those spiritual conversations, even with your spouse, aren't necessarily just like, oh, we just wake up and we just start talking about the goodness of God. Like, it's wonderful. No, like,
you don't make me that good of a Christian.
We've had content. And so, like, remembering, like, okay, let's get coffee, let's sit down, let's go through a devotional together. And then it kind of just centers us, it gets those conversations started.
And that would be like nails on a chalkboard for me, like before we got married. And so that's like so funny.
I would say that would probably be the most important object in our home right now. Yeah. Is for that purpose, our devotional that we're going through together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. And it's funny, interesting how the Lord uses our wives, oftentimes it's Bethany in our home, to remind us of those things when we want to go. And sometimes I think we can fall into this area of lacking intimacy with each other and with the Lord, that you actually need you to slow down to have that. Like, you're reminded that this thing that you need to slow down for is good, either with our wives or with the Lord. Like, you need to be in, just slow down, Jeff. Slow down. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So true.
What is something that you cannot wait to be open? I mean, we're kind of talking about a time now where everything is kind of opening now, but what's something that you've been just, I cannot wait till this store or this place is open?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, our favorite barbecue place, by God's grace, opened back up again.
Oh, good.
That's a weight that's been lifted off of both. That's an answered prayer request. Is there any other place?
I'd say, selfishly speaking, the gym for me, just because that's a really good tool for me.
It's an outlet.
It's an outlet for me.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the gym to be back open. And then, like being able to take you out to our favorite, like our date night spot.
Yeah, that would probably be it. I mean, I think just sitting in a restaurant again.
Yeah.
That's going
to
be
amazing. Getting dressed up to go somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, what is something that you would love to say to the Refuge family, from the Rosa family to the Refuge family that are watching?
Oh, that's a great
question. Yeah, I have something, but I think you should say something too.
Maybe I can think about it while you share what you
Such a team, such a team. Yeah.
Refuge family, let's not waste this opportunity. It's so easy to want to check out and veg on, you know, rewatching The Office again on Netflix, you know, just not you, not seeing this time as an opportunity. If there's a message, one just salient point to everyone that is applicable to everyone, every generation, every stage of life, whether you're single or you have kids or you're an empty nester, I feel like this season, this global pandemic, the Lord allowed it for a reason. And because he's allowed that, he's allowed this pandemic to happen. There is more of God that he wants to give us, right? It's through the sufferings, through the trials. That's why we hear crazy Bible passages like count it all joy. Mm-hmm. You fall into various trials. That's a crazy text. That's a crazy concept. If you're not a Christian, but for the Christian, we see trials, we see times of suffering, we see the good times and the bad times as an opportunity to experience more of God. Yeah. And that's been kind of that's what God's really been sharing with me. And as I talk and connect with other people, I find myself kind of repeating that. So that would be my...
I'd say ditto.
Yeah, hey, that's perfect. Because guess what? We're out of time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we could do this forever, couldn't we? I mean, this is easy to talk about the goodness of God and our relationship and how, we can't. So we're out of time. Alyssa, would you pray for us? Pray us out?
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, God, just for your faithfulness and provision through uncertain times. We know that you are always certain and you are always faithful, and we've never been more grateful for those attributes of who you are, Lord. So remind us of that when things feel shaky. Remind us, Lord, that you still have us and that you are ultimately always, always, always in control. So we thank you, Lord, for friendships. We thank you for refuge. We thank you for Jeff and Bethany. And we pray these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Love you guys.
Thank you
guys.
Love you. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on Wilson Wednesdays.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.